Welcome to this week's episode of Everything Under the Sun, a weekly podcast answering all the most pressing questions children around the world have about life on Earth. How are you all this week? Let's begin with our first question, which is from Scarlett. Over to you, Scarlett.
Hi, my name is Scarlett. I am 8 years old. I like cats, art, and swimming. And my question is, how did the Milky Way form?
Hi, Scarlett. Great to hear from you. It's lovely to hear you like art and cats and swimming. Oh, I love swimming. Maybe you've been making beautiful paintings of swimming cats. I'd love to see one of those. Anyway, thank you so much for sending in that great question. The Milky Way, for anyone who doesn't know, is the galaxy we live in. It includes our solar system, our world. But if you look up into the sky on a very clear night, you might be able to see some of the billions of stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way, stretching out into the darkness. There are so many stars which are so far away we can't possibly make them out one by one. Instead, they form a bright milky haze of light, which is how the Milky Way got its name. The ancient Romans called it the Via Galactica, road made of milk. But how did the Milky Way form? Well, I'm going to turn to Jim Al-Khalili to answer this one. Jim Al-Khalili is a very clever physicist who knows all about space and its mysterious secrets. He hosts his own radio show called The Life Scientific, where he talks to scientists about their journeys. I think he'll be the best person to answer your question, Scarlett. So over to you, Jim.
Hello, this is Jim Al-Khalili here, and I'm going to answer a question posed by Scarlett, which is, how did the Milky Way form? Now, our galaxy, the Milky Way, has billions and billions of stars in it, including our sun, all the planets, including Earth. It's also got a lot of other stuff, like black holes, big clouds of gas and dust where new stars are being born, and, of course, a lot of empty space. The Milky Way was made over 13 billion years ago, so when the whole universe was very, very young. Ginormous clouds of gas in space, all that gas was made at the Big Bang when the universe was born, started to clump together more and more until these clumps started to become galaxies. And our Milky Way is just one of those galaxies. Inside these baby galaxies, the gas then got squashed so tight in some places that it turned into separate stars. And that's what happened in the Milky Way. This is, of course, a long time before our sun was made. Those early stars that first started in the Milky Way shone for a few million years, then exploded. We call these explosions supernovae. And just before they explode, they make all the atoms in the periodic table of elements, all the different kinds of atoms that are cooked inside them. And then when they explode, they throw all those atoms out into space and they turn into what we call cosmic dust. Now, here's where the next step happens. All this dust that was made from the exploding stars gets mixed up with more gas that was just floating around, and they start to get squashed again to make new stars. One of those new stars was our sun. About 5 billion years ago it was made. It formed at the same time as all the planets, including our Earth. And we know this because the atoms that we have here in the world, including the atoms that make up our body, were cooked. And the only way they could have been made was they were cooked inside those really big stars when the Milky Way galaxy was first born. So there you go. I hope that's been a useful an interesting answer for you, Scarlett. Thank you very much for your question.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much for that brilliant answer. It is just amazing to think this whole universe was formed from gas and atoms being squashed together, and new stars are being born in this way all the time. But just imagine that all the atoms which make up the whole world, including our own bodies, were made inside stars when the Milky Way was formed so long ago, I can barely even begin to think about it. which means that each human being is made of stardust. Stars! We're made of stars. I just love that thought. I hope that answers your question, Scarlett, and thank you for sending it in. And thank you to our brilliant expert, Jim Al-Khalili. And now it's time to move on to our next question. Another one about our wonderful galaxy from Hanako. Take it away!
Hi, my name is Hanako. I'm 6 years old. I live in Germany and I love playing with my best friends. And my question is, why is there no gravity in space? Bye!
Oh, well, I like hanging out with my best friends too. Nothing beats having fun with a group of friends who know each other really well and can make jokes and just laugh and have fun. Thank you for sending in that great question. Have you ever seen videos of astronauts moving around in space? If you have, you know they don't look like we do when we're moving around on Earth. Humans moving around in space on a space stationary spaceship, they don't walk normally, do they? They kind of float about like they're flying a little bit. They don't look like they're being held down by the important force of gravity and walking along with their feet on the ground like we do on Earth. So I can see why you've asked that brilliant question. But actually, interestingly, there is gravity in space. It's very important and keeps everything in the universe moving around in the way it should. So why does gravity keep human feet planted on the ground on Earth, but not in space? Well, let's think about gravity. It's a force which objects of large mass have, which pulls other smaller objects towards the centre. The reason your feet are firmly planted on the ground on Earth is gravity. Earth is pulling you in towards its centre using gravity. It's also the reason things fall down towards the ground, like a ball thrown up in the air or an apple falling off a tree. They fall down towards the centre of the Earth because of invisible gravity. Everything on Earth is drawn towards the Earth's center. The Earth even pulls the moon into its orbit using gravity. But Earth isn't the only thing which has gravity. So do other planets, stars, moons, and black holes. The greater the mass, the greater the gravitational force. Anything with mass or weight creates gravity. You have gravity yourself too, but the bigger an object is, the larger its mass is, the stronger its gravity will be. It's a bit like a magnet. A big magnet will be more powerful than a little one. So because Earth has a very big mass, it has a very strong gravitational pull, keeping us all firmly on the Earth. But gravity gets weaker with distance, kind of like magnets. If you put two magnets far away from each other, the pull of one on the other is less strong. So the further you go out into space, the weaker Earth's gravitational pull on you gets. But it's not so much the distance between the astronauts and the Earth that makes them able to float when they're up in space. Earth's gravitational pull is so strong it can reach out a really long distance. 250 miles up into space at the International Space Station, Earth's gravitational pull is 90% of its strength back on Earth. But that's still pretty strong, isn't it? So there's another important reason why astronauts look like they're floating in space, in free fall. Well, it's because the astronauts are being pulled towards Earth by gravity, but so is the spaceship or the space station which they are on. The spaceship is orbiting Earth, which means it's falling towards Earth at a specific speed all the time. And the astronauts on board are falling at the same speed because they're inside the ship. So because everything is falling at the same speed, there's nothing to pull or push against. So that means the astronauts seem to float. If you haven't seen pictures of astronauts floating in space, go and have a look. You'll even see that their hair floats out around their heads. I hope that answers your question, Hanako. Thank you so much for sending it in. Right, next up, we're back to thinking about our own beautiful planet Earth. We've got a wonderful question from Iman here in Bali. Over to you.
Hi, my name is Iman and I live in Bali. My question is, why is Earth called Earth?
Ooh, thank you for that brilliant question. Well, we spend every day walking about on this planet Earth and enjoying the beautiful things it has to offer. But I wonder how often we have stopped to think, why is it called Earth? Well, most of the planets in our solar system were named after gods by the ancient Romans and the Greeks. Venus was named by the Romans after the Roman goddess of love and beauty. Because Venus is often the brightest planet visible in the night sky, it would have made sense to name it after something so bright and beautiful as the goddess of love and beauty. Naming the planets after gods continued later into history. Neptune, which wasn't discovered until 1846, was named after the Roman god of the sea. So our own planet Earth is an unusual exception to the pattern. Where does its name come from? Well, the name Earth comes from what human beings see right under our feet. The name came from the Anglo-Saxon word erde, which means ground or soil. The Anglo-Saxons were people originally from Germany who were living in Britain from around the 5th century. So the word erde came from the Germanic language and was probably used in different forms before. So planet Earth has been called by the name erde, or Earth, meaning the things beneath our feet, for over 1,000 years. Historians think the word had a more complicated meaning for people back then. It wasn't like mud, it was all the things that the earth under our feet does for us. It's a place where we walk, the soil in which we grow our food, even the place where life emerges. If you plant a seed, up pops a tree or a plant, and that gives us life. Also, where we bury things after they've died. If you think about it, Earth is just pretty much so important to everything on our planet Earth. This was long before people really knew about the wider universe, or even that 70% of the Earth is covered by water. So naming the place they lived after the ground they walked on and lived upon would have made loads of sense. What about the different names for Earth in other languages? There are lots of names for the Earth all around the world. It's called Bumi in Indonesian, Tierra in Spanish. In Navajo, a language spoken by Native American people, it's called Nahazan, which means our mother. They call our planet Earth Mother Earth and the sky Father Sky. Different cultures have different beliefs about our planet and different names for it. But it's clear that wherever we're from, humans have always felt that our planet is a very special place, which of course it is. There may not be anything quite as beautiful and magical as Earth in the entire known universe. And we humans are so lucky to live here on this beautiful planet filled with birds and animals and trees and nature and lovely oceans and rivers that we can swim in. And we really must protect our beautiful planet because really we're so lucky to live here. I hope that answers your question, Iman, and thank you for asking it. Right, that's all that we've got time for this week. I hope everyone has a lovely week. A huge thank you again to Jim for explaining how the Milky Way formed. And thank you to Scarlett, Hanako, and Iman for your brilliant questions. If you have a question you would like answered, just record yourself saying your name, your age, a bit about yourself. You can do it as a video or an audio and send it in to me asking your question at molly@everythingunderthesun.co.uk. And if you don't have one already, don't forget to buy a copy of my book, Everything Under the Sun. It has a curious question for every day of the year. It's filled with all of your questions and it's illustrated by 12 brilliant artists. So it's such a lovely book. You should get one for yourself and all your friends. It makes the best birthday present. I'll be back next week answering more curious questions from children around the world in another episode of Everything Under the Sun. Thank you and goodbye.